This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Senegal and the Netherlands. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Hello and welcome everyone. We are back from a very intense game between Senegal and the Netherlands. My name is Arnie Barres. In the car with me today is Sunday Olisey, Alberto Zaccaroni, Farid Mondragon and Elliot Stonell, our football performance analyst. Welcome guys. Sunday, I would like to start with you. I think we saw a very balanced game. Would you agree?
I totally agree. I think we saw a game that had top quality. To the naked eyes, it might not look like that, but I think if you look at it in a close way, you notice that both teams came out with a very, very distinctive game plan, and they were playing to counter each other. And that was, we saw it, a game that had everything inside of it. This was a real World Cup game where both teams came with the best intentions.
And Elliot, we collect a lot of data on the games. Do we have any data that describes the nature of this game?
Yeah, so in terms of it being quite a close game, we have the possession control stats. We had 39.4% for Senegal, 41.9% for Netherlands, and an in-contest time of 18.7%. Just to clarify, in-contest is when no team has control possession of the ball.
I find this very interesting, Elliot. The in-contest date and the 18%, is that a high or low number?
So just judging from the first couple of games that we've had so far, it's relatively high. We'd probably expect it to be a few percentage lower.
And just to follow up, and because I'm curious, what would a high number indicate?
A high number would indicate a game that neither team has really put their foot on the ball yet and managed to really control possession and create loads of chances. It's more of a scrappy game, which we tend to kind of find in the opening games of competitions.
And Alberto, you shared with me that you were impressed by the Netherlands. Can you tell me what impressed you about them, both in and out of possession?
In general,
well, Mister says that he saw we've just seen a very balanced game with two good teams that were really playing at one and each other, and it was a balanced game.
Lolanda,
Zaccaroni feels that he left the Dutch team left the more of the initiative to the Senegalese, dropped backwards and were trying to get a counter-attack. The few times they tried to attack, to make a pressing high up front, the moment it was either once they could get the ball, they went for it, but if they couldn't get the ball, they just made a sprint up to almost 30 meters from their goal. So they were just trying to play a counter football. Yeah, because they were defending with five defenders, so in that way they were trying to the idea was that not to have too much a pitch, a formation where the players were so wide apart from one another, and for that reason they had to play compact and call everybody back as much as possible. If possible, they try to win the ball back. And if they can't get it, they try to commit a foul to stop the Senegalese from going forward at them on a counter-attack format. Well, they showed, Holland showed a very, very astute by, defensive formation. And they knew that if they were compact and not far from one another, they would not concede. Kind of paid off. They were very good at being playable when they got the ball back. The main players made a lot of offers. Once they got the ball back, they conquered the ball back from the Senegalese. And for that reason, they could just find their way forwards when they got the ball back. When they attacked, they tried to find Dumfries and also Janssen to go forward. That's what we were trying to do. Well, he said the game was won by Van Gaal because he kind of waited, and when he saw that towards the end that the Senegalese were getting tired, then he introduced two new players, one of them which was Depay, and that had its effect.
And Sunday for you, I think the mister already explained that it was also not easy at times to create chances for the Netherlands because Senegal was very compact themselves. How would you describe their approach to the game?
Well, to start with, I think Senegal have one of the best central defenders in the world in Koulibaly. So it was they had a very organized, compact way of playing, and they were very smart because they played to their strengths. They are very strong, combative, aggressive, physically better endowed than the Dutch, and they put that into play. What I liked very much about them was that the moment they lost the ball, they went directly into a compact state. It could be high, it could be middle, it could be backwards, but they varied it. They did not have, like, we're going to defend low, we're going to defend middle. No, they just varied it. And it all depended on what was happening in the game. For example, if the Dutch had a throw-in up front, they went up front, and then they tried to make a block there. If the Dutch was able to break into the middle, they came back and they made a pack there. And I think that was one thing that made it difficult for the Dutch to play. And to a large extent, Mr. just confirmed what I had taken down in my notes, was that the Dutch played, as far as I'm concerned, they were afraid. They were afraid of losing. They were afraid of the strength of the Senegalese. They were afraid of the movements of the Senegalese, because the Senegalese played like pure, solid African good teams. That means they borrowed from the European style, which is passing and moving forward, combined play, and then every time they were one-on-one, they tried to do some of this technical stuff, leg overs, eliminate an opponent and all that. I will explain to you later why that did not work out.
Okay, and it looked, in fact, for a very long time like a draw, like a 0-0. And then there was this decisive moment in the game, also with the creativity of De Jong, maybe. Alberto?
Quello che ho detto prima, che poco prima ti avevo detto... Avevo detto a Sandy che mi sembrava.
Well, he says that, like you said earlier, it was a question of the chiave, of the changes Van Gaal made, and sensing that one team was tired a bit.
Che non molto dinamici, ma sicuramente molto qualitativi, che hanno cambiato il finale di partita.
But I would like also to add something from the, if you look at the way the Senegalese played. It was very interesting, and I think it is remarkable to look at that. Once they got into possession, the Senegalese broke into two. They played four players behind, trying to get the ball, and there was like a distance between the four line of defense and the other six players. And the idea was to use those four players to attract the Dutch to come out, but the Dutch were refusing to do it. And the moment they tried to play for that, then they went on the long ball scene, trying also to like get over. Hardly did they play back from the back directly into the midfield pack. And they were winning. In that instance, they were doing that. But I think everything worked out good for them until they got to the final third. Because I think they had a game plan, which was, we're going to get compact. But they did not come with a game plan. How do we finish? They did not have a clear-cut plan, like, when we get the ball today, we're playing the Dutch, we are going to finish. Is it by pullouts? So that means we combine to pull out and we try to finish? Or they did not go with what we call in the coaching terms a cut style to finish, that is coming in, going through a true pass in and try to finish for that? Or did not have a clear cut style to say one-on-one dribble, shoot, one-on-one dribble, make a 1-2 and shoot? So it was not clear cut. And the fact that, like Mr. said, the Dutch were getting compact. Each time they were attacking and they were carrying the ball too much, the Dutch always had them in front of them. That means there was nobody running behind, and the Senegalese had just one major error. That was, hardly did they make break the lines to the point of receiving the ball behind the defense of the Dutch. So all the balls was always coming in front of them. I think that was the difference.
Great. So that little moment of creativity, Farid, from the perspective of Senegal, and in particular Senegal's goalkeeper Mendy, when De Jong chipped the ball behind the defense and the attacker made the diagonal run and got to the ball first and scored on the goal. How do you assess the situation?
Yeah, for our point of view, because we are. It's our duty to go deep into the original situation, not to see just a good action or a mistake by itself. It's obviously, for the eyes of everyone, this is a huge mistake from Mendy, but we have to analyze that this is a typical situation when from 10, 8 or 9, he's successful. He's a kind of goalkeeper that has adapted this style, having a very, very good lecture of the game, going in advance with agility, with speed in his legs, and to anticipate the play. So unfortunately for him, it was a very bad moment to be beaten, because the Netherlands player, I think, made a very, very good diagonal, a very good run. The ball was also a very good ball, because it was not a high ball nor a low ball. I think it was the perfect timing and the perfect situation to get only a chip with the head and anticipate the goalkeeper. So obviously this cost Senegal not only a goal, but a frustration 6-8 minutes before the end of the game, and makes look a little bit bad Mendy. But what I can tell about him is that he's respecting his feeling, he's respecting his style, and a feeling and a style and a way of goalkeeping that until now has made him very successful, winner of the Champions League, winner of the African Cup, very successful at Chelsea. So I always say, even though to make mistakes you have to have luck, when to make them and at what timing to make them. So this was very unfortunately for him, and it was a massive blow for the Senegal squad, because the timing was few minutes before the end.
Okay, great. The Netherlands also had a great goalkeeper today in Andries Noppert. What do you make out of his performance, especially given that this was his first game for the national team?
Yeah, I think Mr. Luis Van Gaal surprised us all. We were expecting, or we were not expecting him as a starter. He's made his debut today, not only in the national team and in the World Cup indeed, and this is not a minor data, you know. This is extremely risky, but by the other hand, it's extremely confident from Mr. Van Gaal, and giving all the confidence also for his goalkeeper. So this guy who is now playing in Heerenveen, it's a very tall guy, 2 meters, 3 centimeters, and it's 6'8 in the height. A guy who, respecting the goalkeeping style of the Netherlands national team from time ago, long time ago, because Frans Hoek has a lot of influence. He's the goalkeeper trainer of the Netherlands. A lot of influence. This is a guy who is playing very well with his feet. Today he showed us that the positioning he had at the game, even though it was his first game at the national team and in a World Cup, was one of his strong sides. He made 2-3 saves, especially the one that he had a lot of players, own and rival players in front of him, and he watched the ball coming in the last second, and he reacted in a very, very good way. And after 2 saves into his left post, especially the last one, he was making a step to the right, and he recovered that and extended all his body and his arms, and made a very, very decisive and good save. So after that, he went very, very far away from his goal, using all his height, and got across almost to the border of the 18 yards. So I think technically he showed he's a very good goalkeeper, but the most important thing, his character. It's not easy to make a debut in the national team in the first game of a World Cup, and have to say to Mr. Van Gaal, chapeau, applause for this decision, and applause also for Noppert for a great debut and for 2 and 3 great saves, showing very, very, very good technical skills.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you all for a great conversation. We will be back tomorrow with another episode of FIFA Inside Life.
You've been listening to FIFA Inside Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.